Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, now this feels appropriate. It's a great time to be a Tiger. And Dr. Ed Scott, Memphis Senior Vice President and Director of Intercollegiate Athletics, is here. He joins us now in studio. As we said, unbelievable time in Memphis athletics. You got football vying for a college football playoff appearance. You have got Memphis women's soccer, number 3 in the country, vying for another American championship. Yes, but a top seed in the NCAA tournament. Penny Hardaway, his team, going to kick things off or tip things off on Saturday, so a lot going on. It's a great time to have you here. Okay. Number one, thanks, boss. It's good to see you.
Thanks for having me back. It's been almost a year, huh?
It's been almost a year. Yeah. So I probably got a year's worth of questions for you that I'm not, I'm going to have to condense and get on down. Great time to see you. Number one, how did it feel last night to see Memphis in that bracket? Memphis football in that bracket is the number 12. Were you watching like the rest of us were on ESPN? And maybe you expected it, like many of us did, but brother, for those of us that have, watched that thing grow to where it is now and been through some times to get there, and to see it up there with the Ohio States and, being talked about playing Georgia first round, I don't care if it's just right now, man, it felt good. How awesome was that to see?
Well, there's two sides to the answer, right? One side is going to disappoint you, but the first side is anytime I see Memphis mentioned with those teams, with the top 12 teams in the country and a chance for a college football playoff, it makes you feel good. It makes me feel good for the university and the city, right? Because
yes,
there was a while where football wasn't where it is today. You have pointed that out to me before, and so have others. So from that side, I feel great. But you know me, and you know me well enough what I'm going to say next. That's my expectation. So, no, I'm not happy. I'm not happy because we have 3 more games to go. Right, our focus is to go 1-0 every week. I believe that's where Silverfield's focus is in the team as well. And so we got to take care of business on Friday night. And that's where my focus is, right?
So, okay. Now, you've already changed my second question based on your answer. And I should have known that you were going to do that. I had my chest all out saying, what is, seeing Memphis up in that 12-team bracket, what does that say to the Big 12 administrator who told Ross Dellinger, asked him, hey, what's changed at Memphis?
Yeah.
What's it say about the Memphis brand to whoever that Big 12 or anybody in the Big 12?
Yep.
You're right. We got to see it through to make the
do.
Ultimate statement. But how about that? How about that Big 12 and what Memphis sort of represents, the value and what it can be? I mean, we were seeing it on the television screen last night.
Yeah, well, I think, look, it's way sexier when you guys say that, right, than when I say it. My position is I'm going to try to put us in the best position as possible. The way to do that, and I told you since I arrived, I told you last year, is to win, and we've been doing that. I couldn't be prouder of where our football program is. Since I've taken over as athletic director, I think we're 19-3 in the sport of football. Right? That's impressive. That's impressive on any level, and that's a credit to Coach Silverfield and his program. So I don't, enough about my philosophies. I look at the world different than most. I'm not trying to prove the Big 12 wrong. I'm trying to prove me and Memphis right. And that's a very different proposition, right? Because my focus isn't on them. My focus is squarely on us and what we can do. seeing our name in there in that 12 seed and Virginia at the 11 seed,
yeah.
I love both of that coming from UVA because right. I know what Carla did to build that program back to where it should be. So I'm just proud of that. But look, if I told you that I'm content or fulfilled by seeing us up there, that won't happen until the last selection and we know that we've made that 12 spot and who we're going to play.
Tell me this, and you've got been a guy that's been super transparent, so I'm really curious about your answer to this. And, sure. and you've been on the job a year now.
Yeah, about 15 months.
Roller coaster we just went on, that loss to UAB. Yeah. And then you come back and follow it up with probably, you know, your greatest win. I'd point it out with Ryan Serfield's greatest, that win over South Florida.
Yeah.
That week,
yep.
that week as athletic director,
yeah.
do you go to Ryan? Do you say, brother, man, you got us backs against the wall right now. Maybe it's the whole football team you were addressing. Do you trust your coach in your first year? Man, he knows where we're at right now after that loss. I mean, at the time, it's the second biggest upset. And, you know, we know yeah. what that loss could have done, and we know backs are still against the wall. Are you talking to Ryan Silverfield that week? Are things a little bit more urgent, or was it just hands off and I trust these guys?
So, first of all, I trust all of our coaches to do their job. If I can't, then I have the wrong personnel. That's number one, right? The game against UAB was disappointing for me. It was disappointing for the coaching staff. Most importantly, it was disappointing for the young men. Now, the beauty that I have is I travel everywhere with football, and I'm in the locker room after
You're in
every
there.
Game. I'm in there for every post-game speech. The guys on the team know me. So to see how they responded in the locker room, right, gave me hope that, okay, they're not happy about this. They understand what just occurred and the fact that it's going to put more pressure on them moving forward. So, no, look, when you hire great people, not just the coaches we have, but the administrative staff, because I've hired almost all of them yeah. now, the great ones put more expectations on themselves than you could ever put on them as a leader, right? So at that point, I'm trying to figure out, Ryan, what do you need from me? If you need me to talk to somebody, I'll talk to them. If not, I'll stay out of the way. How are you doing? Are you sleeping? Are you eating? You got twins. Are you feeding your babies and making sure Katie's getting a break?
Because I need you at your best.
Right. And if he's not, so that's my job. Sometimes it's, you know, I talked to Ryan this morning. I talked to Penny this morning. Sometimes I'm a psychologist. Sometimes I got to, you know, put a little pressure on them. So it depends. But I said this to you and last year, you and John last year, is that I'm not a fan, right? You guys are fans and supporters because you're alums as well. So your disposition is automatically different than mine. When stuff starts going crazy, if I go up and down,
yeah.
then the people I lead will respond that way.
Right.
So Terrence will tell you, the bigger the game at the end of the game, the more calm I get. During the game, I'm nuts. I'm locked in, right, yelling at officials. They don't let anyone around me. I just want to watch the game.
Yeah.
But as soon as we won that game, I give the Tiger Woods fist pump like I had a long putt, and I look for Terrence. I give him and Kathy a hug. And then I make a beeline for Silverfield. So my disposition doesn't change because my job is to have a macro view.
Understand that. And I want you, and certainly to, because you said some, I am a fan in many ways, having yeah. graduated and everything else. However, and I think John and I do a pretty good job at this.
Yeah.
You know, we've come from, yes, we got a show, and boy, can we get fanboy, and boy, can we act fan yeah. and get mad. But we've also been trained to cover it objectively, to be able
Correct.
So that we can
Correct.
Separately from the fan, much like yourself,
yeah.
hold these coaches, program always bigger than any one man, yeah. any one coach, hold them to account in a way that's fair.
No, I would agree with that.
And in most cases, accurate. So I just wanted to make sure that,
no,
you know,
I appreciate the clarification.
You guys are fans, yeah. and I am. There's a big, hey, I'm buying tickets for the game this
yeah.
weekend, taking my son.
Yeah.
There is a part of me that's rooting for Ryan, and especially the like you said, the young men, the team.
Yeah.
Because it's about that. But I've also, just so you know, like when I'm tough on Ryan,
oh, yeah,
it's because we've been trained, hey, man, I got a basketball coach, got to win conference titles. Well, it should go across the board, right?
Well, and I appreciate the clarification. That's yeah. an important one. When I say fan, I mean that you all ride waves differently
Absolutely,
than I do.
Absolutely, we do.
Right? Yeah. And so a lot of the thoughts that you and others have, I have them at times. I just can't verbalize them. I
different.
Can't act on them, right?
Totally understood.
Your platform is through the radio where you can talk about those things. If I say that, I'm not supporting a coach. Look, Ryan and I both know. We talked right after the game, after the UAB game. Here's what he said to me. That's unacceptable. And I said, I don't need to say nothing. You understand that. And then I gave him a hug. And then we went in the locker room together, right?
Yep.
Because when someone's at their most difficult point, that's where the trustworthiness and the support really comes into play. Mm. Because if I pile on, well, Ryan, you know our backs are to the wall. Like, he doesn't know that? If he doesn't know that, we got a bigger problem.
Big problem.
Right?
Yeah.
And so at the end of the day, we're still playing for everything that we were, right? And if we use that right, and I learned this from Tony Bennett. He told me that he didn't think he could win the national championship the way he did had he not lost as a 1 seed to the 16 seed because he needed that to get where he ultimately went. And so that's my hope, right? I have experience like that to draw back on and say, hey, if we use this right, it becomes a vehicle that propels us to ultimately where we want to go. Number one is the conference championship. We weren't ranked in the top 25 last night in the CFP, and only the top 12 get in, and that cutoff line is somewhere around 7 or 8 because of conference champions. So we need to make sure we win the American. That's the way we get in.
Did you sense, because you're in those locker rooms, in those football locker rooms, like you said, a difference and anger? And I read it from the players. I know, you know, coming off UAB, you're angry.
Yes.
Was there a difference, whether it was anger or whatever else, in the locker room that you noticed for South Florida, for Rice even? That was a professional win with the defense, again, a challenging situation against a triple option, came to play, held them to a seasonal rush. So I'm just asking, in terms of being around those players, was there a difference that you saw? Did we take them lightly against UAB? That's kind of what I'm trying to ask you.
Well,
I mean, you're watching it week to week.
Yeah, I don't know if we took them lightly, but we didn't execute. Right. We just didn't execute. We didn't tackle. Right. We get down to the 1 yard line and it's first down and we have two false starts.
Yep.
And, you know, with all love to AJ Hill, because of the fact of the delay of game with a young man coming in for injured B. Lou trying to win a game for us. Tough spot to put him. Right.
Tough spot.
And so I'm objective like you are. I look at it like that. And Ryan will tell you those games we got to win. Our red zone percentage is something like 98% or 97%.
And we can run the ball.
Right. Yeah. And so we got away from what we normally do, and then we didn't execute when we put the play in. So there's no excuse for that. I don't sugarcoat that. You guys know enough about me to know that. But at the same time, my job is then to say, okay, Ryan, what do we need to do to get ready for next week? So in a time like that, it's normal conversation. Hey, man, how you feeling? You sleeping? What do you need? Right. You know, he's not on social media now, so I'll take the brunt of that. And it's just we're grown men and we have jobs to do. And if I do my job right and Ryan does his job right, you're getting what you see right now, an 8-1 football team that the city and the university can be really proud of.
Well, and it's galvanized. And I've said it, and you'd probably agree. I mean, if there's a greatest strength, or certainly would be high on the list, it's keeping his teams together after situations like UAB, everything else. I mean, you bounce back, you show the entire American, probably the country, that you are that team in the American. Like, you're talented enough to go out there, come back from 14 down against South Florida. You show that you're the best team in the American, I would say.
Memphis, right? Yeah. Here's what I've learned in my last 15 months. That USF game was all Memphis. That represents the city right there. We get in a dogfight. We 100%. Go down. People are counting us out. There's a couple people leaving the stadium. The students stayed, right? The majority of fans stayed. And then in the second half, we do what Memphis does, that grit and grind. We
fantastic.
Get right back in the fight.
Defense got stops.
Right? They did what they were supposed to do. The offense scored, 17 points, I think?
Yeah, in that
right?
quarter.
Yeah, and for us to be able to take the lead. And then the young man, who's pretty automatic because of a penalty, moved him back. And then all of a sudden, he misses the kick. So what we did is what I expect. We gave ourselves a chance to win at the end of the game. But let me answer your question directly about UAB, right? I'm a big philosophy guy. And so what I think is that there are four stages to winning. The first stage is you got to learn how to compete at the level you're at. And you see that with freshmen, like AJ Hill. He's got to come in and the speed of the game, the strength of the guys, right? Second is you got to be in the game late to have a chance to win. Because if you're not, then you don't give yourself a shot.
Yep.
The third is you got to learn how to win those close games. And we've shown that we can do that, right? But number four, where we all want to go, is domination,
absolutely.
Right? And so what I said to Ryan is I think we're at 3.5. Right now, sometimes, and this is our athletic department, you've seen it with some of Penny's teams, Brooks. I think Brooks did it against UAB, too. It was a draw against UAB. When you're hunting versus being the hunted, the mentality is different.
Absolutely.
And so you got to learn how to get over that hump. And that's psychological. That has nothing. That's why when you ask, did we take them too lightly? I don't know. But psychologically, we didn't come to play.
Mm-hmm.
Physically, we were on the field. Psychologically, we weren't at our best. And where we're trying to go, the margins are so small. And we have to be twice as good as everybody else. Because we finished in the top 25 in football and basketball last year.
Nobody gave me any love for it.
The next closest, right? I don't care about that. We gave ourselves love.
Just throwing that out.
We're going to get back in it.
Absolutely.
We're going to fight. No matter how much love they give us, we're going to fight. And the beauty is this. The next closest budget to us was what, like Iowa State at like $130 million. That was double our budget. So we're efficient, we're effective, but we have to be that good. And when we psychologically don't show up to play, you get what you get in a UAB game.
Well, you've been effective, efficient. You've gotten it to 8-1. He's kept the team together, and now it's set up a huge, huge opportunity on Friday. I'm just curious for anybody listening right now that's thinking about whether to, you know, watch it on television, on ESPN, or go.
Yes.
And you saw the South Florida atmosphere.
Yeah, the Arkansas atmosphere.
We need that plus on Friday night, because this feels like an American playoff game. In a lot of ways, you don't want that second loss, either whether you're Tulane or Memphis.
Look, I don't want a second loss any football season, right? I don't want a second loss in any season. Let's just call it what it is. I want to beat you every time you line up. That's just how I'm wired. That's how Ryan's wired. That's how our guys are wired. So, yes, it is a big game. We need you to wear your black. Look, I told Memphis that there was going to come a point, right, where I was going to ask Memphis to stand up at my press conference, because I've stood up for Memphis, right?
Yes, you have.
When we needed to make moves and talk about conference realignment, I've been out front about good deals, bad deals, and I've tried to make sure
Memphis—
I think
the Pac-12 transparency particularly was important.
Right, and you see how things are playing out in football this year, right? And that's just who I am, because I know that's what Memphis needs, and that's how I'm built. And so this is a game where folks have been saying, and I said this last year, well, we want to see you play better competition. You have held us to task, you specifically, which I appreciate, because you have not changed one iota about the fact that we need to get in a conference championship game. Well, the way we do that is by taking care of Friday.
Absolutely.
Right? One piece at a time. And it's not a moniker to sound cool or politically correct, that every game matters. This is the beauty of it. We got a game in Memphis on ESPN on a Friday night to show the city off, the university, and how damn good our football team is. And if people don't come out for that, they can't tell me that we need a winner, we need to play for conference championship, and we need the spotlight. Because the people have asked for it, I've provided it, and Ryan's put a team on the field that's backing it up.
He has. And I need to say, I bet Pernetti loves you. Right now, with everything you got going on here, I bet he's calling you all the time. I said, Brad, he's probably make a trip down here for Friday. This is a premier game on ESPN.
Look, full disclosure,
you all seem to have a good relationship.
We do. You know, Pernetti's a New Jersey guy. I'm a New York guy. We keep it very real with each other, right? And he doesn't love everything I say. I don't love everything he says. But the beauty is, we always know where each other stands. He knows that Memphis is important for the American.
Are you his cow now?
I mean, but if you look at basketball, I told everybody before, we get P4 attention. We got 21 games on linear this year in basketball, and they did it was somebody in one of the local papers, either Commercial Appeal or the Daily Memphian, did a piece on, and I don't want to attribute it to the wrong person.
Sure.
That's why I'm not saying the name. But they did a piece on our exposure, right? And if you look at our exposure, we got one less game on linear than Purdue. We got one more than Houston. And we stack up against Texas Tech, and we're in the American, right? And the next closest to us in the league in basketball is 14 games. And this year, I haven't done the math. I know Terrence, my fact checker, my right-hand guy, will always tell me, but we're going to have at least 8 games on linear for football this year, right? I mean, that's primetime exposure. That matters.
Yeah.
And when you talk about Ryan, and we need to hit on this, and I know you guys got to go to a break or do something at some point, because I don't know all the rules of radio. You'll walk me through it. But 74 new guys in that football program.
Brand new team.
You can say what you want about Ryan Silverfield, but the one thing I love about, and I use the word love, right, when I talk about Ryan in this way, he has built a culture where everyone is held accountable. And that's the only way you can bring in 74 new people after going 11-2 and be positioned 8-1.
Yep.
And so whenever anyone asks me about Ryan Silverfield, that's the first thing I go to. I saw a young man get on the plane, and he didn't have his tennis shoes on, as you say, down in the South. I call them sneakers, right? Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, a difference. And so the young man gets on the plane, and Ryan goes, where are your tennis shoes? And he goes, they're in my bag, coach. He said, put them things on right now before you walk back there. And then he went to the guy's position coach and said, that's two of your guys who got on the plane without their tennis shoes on. We don't do that. Everything matters, right?
Yeah.
And that's the kind of attention to detail that has allowed our program to be extremely successful while bringing in 74 new guys and replacing Seth Hennigan, who was a phenomenal, phenomenal Tiger and one of the best quarterbacks we've ever had.
Could be replacing a football coach. Somebody comes calling, or you might have to be fighting for one, retaining one, or having a list in your pocket. Things could get...
Listen, if, my if job, you always got to be prepared, man. That's a nice little layup, right? He tried to throw that up for me. But here's what I'll say.
John would call that bait. I threw you some bait.
Yes. Hey, I don't fish,
a bait
right?
question.
So I like sports. So you just threw me an alley-oop. And so here's what I'll tell you is Ryan and I have very open, honest conversations, right? And the beauty of Ryan Silverfield is this. His success for another job is inextricably tied to his success right now at the University of Memphis. So what's good for his career is good for Ed Scott, is good for the University of Memphis, 100%. Is good for the city of Memphis, right? And yes. Ryan knows that. We've talked about that. At the end of the year, if it gets to a position, I'll do everything in my power to try to retain Ryan Silverfield. There may become a chance where we can't compete. And if that's the case, I will hug him like I do before every game and tell him I love him. And I will wish him the best. And I will root for him for the rest of his career. Right. If we can't retain him because he doesn't want to be here and we can't match an offer of somebody who's just at that elite level, right. It's a wonderful thing for Ryan Silverfield. And what it means is that our program is in such good shape that our coach is that attractive.
No question. Reflects and, back on the university.
Exactly.
And a beautiful life.
So a lot of it just comes to mindset. Right. My focus right now, and I know where Ryan's focus is on Tulane because they're coming off a loss. Let's keep it 100.
Yep.
They're going to come in and they're going to be ready to play. They got a great quarterback and they're going to be fully prepared. So if we don't play our game, we're going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
And so that's where our focus has got
to
be.
I've taken up a lot of your time on football. I have to ask you, I'd be remiss if I mean, he's a great Memphis story. Brooks Monaghan, what he's doing for you in that women's soccer program, number 3 in the country, got a semifinal tomorrow in the conference tournament. Obviously, all of us are hoping and expecting to win the American, but this idea – high seed, we're hoping in the NCAA tournament this year. This was supposed to be a rebuild for Brooks this year.
Yeah, well,
these young folks.
But that's what I tell you. I don't pay attention to everybody else because I'm in the gyms with them, right? I see what they see every day. Look, Brooks never makes excuses.
He's unbelievable.
He's done this without a full-fledged locker room, right? He's done it with young ladies from all over the world. This is the youngest team he's ever had. Right. Our star player, captain Ashley, who's a Memphian,
is from Memphis.
Right.
Think
about
Ashley Henderson. Yes.
Yeah. Right. And she's a junior, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Right. She's a junior this year. And so for me, Brooks was in on my interview. So I got a real taste of him early when I interviewed for the job. And what I'll tell you about Brooks is in our department, because we have a very close-knit administration, we call Brooks the captain of the coaches union, because if something needs to be said on behalf of the coaches, Brooks doesn't have a problem coming to my office and saying it. Now, with all due respect, Brooks is always respectful to me, but he'll let me know where things stand and what we need to do better. It allows me to serve him better, and what we've done is put support around him, and look what he's done. 3 in the country.
It's unbelievable.
I told y'all before.
Lone unbeaten in the country.
Comprehensive excellence, right? Everyone wants to talk about just football and basketball, but why can't we be great in everything?
Well, I know. And this is why I need you. I know you say you don't do a ton of these because it ain't so much about talking. You got to go win.
Yes.
But this, I got Penny starting on Saturday. I got all these questions I got for you. We got to get out of here. But this is why we'd love to have you on.
Are they kicking us out already?
Yeah. And we got basketball. This guy's rooting for UNLV when they, you know, and we got things we got straight.
I'll be at the game on the 16th.
My point is.
Oh, man.
They don't look good.
My point is, our door is always open. Anytime you got something to say or you wouldn't mind coming to answer a couple of our questions, we'd love to have you in here. Open door policy.
Look, I appreciate both of y'all, you and John. You guys have been very good to me. I think you're very fair. The other thing I will say is this. I said this to you before we got on air. I don't talk a lot because my job is to produce results. I talk when I have something to say. The fact that folks want to hear what I have to say to me is a privilege. And what I hope is, as a true Memphian, that both you and John can agree that I've done everything I said I was going to do to try to put this city with balling on Beale Street and some of the other things that Terrence and his team put together is to put the city and the university in the best place we can.
Yeah.
And on Friday night, we're going to show it off.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Going to be there with the kid. Hopefully it's going to be a packed bank, Colin Simmons Bank, Liberty Stadium, the bank. Dr. Ed Scott, you're great to join us. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Ed Scott.
Yes, sir. Make sure you're cheering for the Tigers on Friday. It's a big one against Tulane.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.